brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We're here live already into the third hour on this Thursday, the 13th edition of July. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the American Union and how the Canadians are fighting back against it more than the people in the U.S. Right now, we are joined by the founder of the Muslim-Jewish-Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, Dr. Kevin Barrett. We were talking to a lady out of Hawaii with the classic questions of how the cell phone calls, and then you look at the evidence that those are fake. Then you ask, well, how did they stage, you know, these planes flying into buildings? We have an official U.S. government document where they say they'll stage a fake manifest of CIA agents getting on a plane. It takes off and lands, a plane with the same tail numbers, painted up the same, is blown up. Then they issue a list of young people that are dead, and the government says young people really, you know, that gets people real mad. It says all that. And so
that's right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the plane business on 9/11 is pretty mysterious, but we do have that precedent for some kind of a plane switcheroo that they were planning in Operation Northwoods. It's very odd that the occupancy on those four planes on 9/11 was down around 25%, whereas on all the other cross-continental flights...
Almost 90.
Yeah. So
it was actually 21%, yeah.
Yeah, why were they so empty?
It was Air Force pilots who just so happened to go to work for the airlines who'd run drills the year before flying planes in the Pentagon, and then that's the pilot supposedly piloting the plane that hits the Pentagon, and there's all these CIA people. All these government people just so happened to die on the flights. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad story to have the guy who was the pilot in the test to fly a plane into the Pentagon be the guy who gets hijacked. And then a guy who can't fly a Cessna supposedly takes over and flies it all the way back from Ohio and finds his way into the Pentagon by doing a stunt maneuver. I mean, it's pretty bad script writing.
Well, I'll tell you what fits the facts we know. We know the supposed hijackers were really U.S. government agents who thought they were taking part in live-action drills. And it looks like the pilot of whatever plane took off that they claim at the Pentagon, wherever it went, was probably killed or was sheet dipped, and they stage deaths all the time. That's declassified. You know, either way, it just shows that all of these were, quote, live-action drills.
That's right. Yeah, it seems like that's how they usually do it with these false flag terror attacks. They take a drill, and they make it go live, just like on 7/7 when we heard from Peter Piper. I'm sorry, what's his name?
Peter Power.
Peter Powers, Peter Piper. Yeah, Peter Powers, right about the same day, came out and said, oh, that's funny, you know, these bombs that just went off, that's exactly the place and the time of these bombs that we were, you know, fake bombs that we were going to set off in a terror drill.
And we need an actuary on that. It's over 300 trictagillion chance for that to happen. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's jam one more call in here real quick, and I got to let you go. It's been great having you on. Let's talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones has interviewed Jerome Corsi several times, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but the hostility toward you that was shown on Fox News most likely was attributed to Rupert Murdoch, News Corporation, and the other CBS and Disney, and they were to submit the bids to Univision. We're talking about billions of dollars here.
Okay, I'm ignorant. What are you, I mean, I'm kind of missing it. What's going
okay,
on?
The what it is, if they give credit to this gentleman, they won't even cover the North American Union. They have got to stop them at this juncture, because everything else is going to be like dominoes. And they've got all this money on the line to get that North American Union. In fact, it is your senator, Alex, today that proposed legislation for more Mexican-American deals, and it's on today's WorldNet Daily. But they have got to stop you guys, because they're running this thing through a freight train, and that's why all the hostility towards them. I was just thinking maybe this is...
Okay, listen, I got to go. Thank you for the call. Doctor, it was wonderful having you on. I hope to have you up in the near future again.
I'd love to come back, Alex. I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, sir. You keep up the good work. Dr. Kevin Barrett, we appreciate you joining us. All right, we'll be right back with our next guest getting into the American Union. You do not want to miss this. Give you all the latest updates and info on how they're fighting it north of the United States, up in Canada. All that and a lot more on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are thousands of facets to the American Union, which will then be merged into the Pan-American Union, encompassing all of Latin America from Chile to Alaska, the Caribbean islands, and even into the Pacific. And we are joined by Connie Fogel. She's written a great article, The Bell Tolls for Canada, and she is the head of the Canadian Action Party, and they're going to make it their main central platform issue to defend the sovereignty of Canada. And yes, we've gotten down to this point. I remember 3-4 years ago reading big Canadian newspapers admitting, American Union, the deals are being signed, it's happening, we're losing our sovereignty. You didn't see that in Mexico, though. They love it. They're run by Chase Manhattan and Citibank. Never saw it in our newspapers. Now you're seeing it in our newspapers. Now you're hearing Lou Dobbs and others talk about it. And so, Connie Fogel, thank you for joining us from Canada. Tell us about the Canadian Action Party. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about this fight you're weighing in on.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity. I have a number of Canadian listeners to your show over the years have told me that I should try to get on your show, and I'm just so grateful that somebody connected with you, and then you connected with me, and I'm here because I'm told that you have a pretty respectable audience right from Canada, and it's been the difficulty of the Canadian Action Party as one of Canada's few small parties to get exposure. So.
Well, we're glad that you're out there fighting for your sovereignty. Tell us about the party and some of the issues you've been involved in, and now let's get into this American Union.
Yeah, the Canadian Action Party began in 1997 and has been in, I think it's four elections now in Canada. And it was a party that came into existence with the first leader, who was a former Deputy Prime Minister of Canada by the name of Paul Hillier, who had a primary platform of concern about the power of money, the sovereignty of money, and whoever controls the money in your nation controls the nation. It doesn't matter who's actually there in government, because the power strings are pulled by those who control money. So that
you're talking about the Bank of Canada, central banks, who controls that.
That's right. And so that's
same as our Federal Reserve.
Exactly. Well, it's different because your Federal Reserve is private. Our bank is public. The second prong of the party's concern, and always has been a concern about sovereignty, independence, which basically has, as you know, just the principle is the right to make decisions, your decisions, in your own area on the way you want it, rather than being dictated to by something or somebody else. And so the second prong was a concern about the growing corporatization of the world and its impact on Canada, and of course it's exemplified in the Free Trade Agreement and the NAFTA Agreement, which has been the vehicle of economic domination and control of Canada and the removal of our economic sovereignty. So those were our primary platforms and have always been continue to be the force and thrust of our direction.
Well, Connie Fogel, break down what the North American Union is to be expanded into the American Union and then the Pan-American Union. Break down the reportage you've seen in Canada. I've actually seen more there than I have here, though it's still not enough. And then the concerns Canadians have and how this will affect you and how your population is being sold on this right now.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you say what you say, because I think there's been more information coming up from the States than there has been in Canada about it.
Missed the Toronto Star and a bunch of other articles that came out a few years ago and then last year.
Well, there are snippets of things in various... Now, the Toronto Star doesn't cover the country, you see. It's not a major paper that goes right across the country. It serves the Toronto area primarily. So our major mainstream papers have not been covering any. There will be little snippets somewhere that's significant that everybody misses it, the majority of people miss it. In this, just before the last election we had, which was held in January of 2006, a number of months before that, I began doing research because of information I was receiving about this North American Union, this Pan-American concept, and put together an article which is called The Metamorphosis and Sabotage of Canada by Our Own Government. It's on the Canadian Action Party website, canadianactionparty.ca. And basically, it wasn't very hard to find the information. I had a few other people helping me go to the various websites, government websites, the websites of the corporate elite, to learn what is being done to us. And that became the major platform in the election that we've just had. And most, because we're so small, we don't get the exposure, and most people, I'm sorry to say, don't know what's going on. That's why I'm grateful to be on your show. People who listen to your show do know, and it's the whole business of getting more and more information out to the masses so that they can understand what's happening to us.
Let me be clear, though. I have spent hours every couple days studying the American Union, reading the government websites, reading the news reports about it, and I learn more every day. So to even say this audience is informed, I'm not informed. I mean, I'm informed more than most people who are informed on this issue, but my point is this thing runs dark and deep.
You're right.
This black ocean of wickedness that we're witnessing. So impart to us the knowledge you have, in case it's something we're not aware of, of how this is going to interface with Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and what your strategy is to try to combat this.
Okay. Well, we spent time learning about the two major agreements, which the first one being the Smart Border Declaration, which happened in 2001 by a Deputy Prime Minister of Canada and the head of your Homeland Security, which basically began the parameters of extending this union of North America from the economic master plan, which was set out in the NAFTA agreement. It's extended into the military and into the legal system, into the policing system, into immigration. And it was there in December of 2001 that they agreed that both countries, in particular, they're going to focus on Canada and the United States, would bring in anti-terrorist legislation, which was to be the mechanism to control the population as the introduction of this new restructuring was to unfold. And actually, even their own language, when you read the reports on the websites of the chief executive, corporate executives of the North America, they acknowledge and confirm that the implementation of a unification of this entire area has to be done incrementally, and that's what they're doing. Unfortunately, our legislators don't read enough, don't pay attention enough, just accept what's put in front of them in the bits and pieces, and we end up with actual law in our countries that is harmful to the citizens. The second important significant agreement is the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, which came into existence by the three leaders of our three countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, in March of 2005, whereby they basically agreed to expand the agenda of the North American corporate military elite into this restructuring of North America, and have created committees, and they agreed that in each country would have three major cabinet ministers at the highest level of government, whose job it would be to effect the implementation process. And what's significant, I'll just give you an interesting little aside here: the three people who were Canada's implementers, two of whom did not get reelected in the January election in Canada. One did. He was running for the Liberal Party, which lost its majority, and the party that did get the majority in our minority government is a conservative. And this third person, named David Emerson, walked across before they were even on the floor, before the Parliament even reconvened, was invited to join the Conservative Party, which he did. And he is now a cabinet minister over there in the opposite party, and now in that party. And he was aghast that his constituency would be unhappy about him jumping to a different party. And he said, "I don't know what you're so upset about. I'm just over here continuing the job that I was doing before." The point being, both of these major mainstream parties, the Conservatives and Liberals in Canada, are run by the same outside forces that dictate to them what they're going to do. So,
well, exactly. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks. Early June, the Bilderberg Group was there in Ottawa, in your capital. I went there.
Right, I know all about that. What happened to you?
Yeah, I was grilled. It was hellish. They grabbed Canadian citizens and took them to facilities and threatened to cut their arms off. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, I read about it. I mean, it's
so can you, I mean, as a Canadian and the head of your party, can you specifically talk about your views on what's happening with your border police? And here's this international group who admittedly is pushing and behind the American Union, and there they are with your own government guarding them and treating your own citizens and then visitors like trash.
I know. It's outrageous. It's wrong. And I have to tell you that we're the only party. We're one of the small parties in Canada, but we're the only ones that are taking this stuff on, trying to profile it, trying to get information out to the public about it. We're the only ones saying that this is wrong. And I have to tell you that many people would not believe that what happened to you happened. They just dismiss that these things happen. And this is a problem that we've got here, and you probably have it there, that these acts are so outrageous, people don't want to believe it. It's easier to deny it.
Yeah, denial is not a river that flows north. I mean, this is something that's going on, and it's hard for the average person to really understand. There's this whole secret police network in North America, and they're already merging our police, our military.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
They signed those agreements. I remember 3 years ago they signed agreements, quote, to use Canadian and, quote, Mexican troops to, quote, patrol America in times of terrorism. I mean, that was in the Associated Press, but I tell the average American, they laugh at me. But they're not laughing as much now, because it is in the news now that we are going into an American Union, and that Security and Prosperity Partnership has been signed, and our federal agencies respectively are merging without any legislation in your parliament or in our Congress.
Exactly. I mean, they're acting totally beyond and outside of and contrary to our constitutions. It is technically, illegal. It's something that I want to look at via another group that I'm part of, the Defense of Canadian Liberty. I'm here in Toronto.
We've got a break. We'll come back and continue with that. And I know we've got a bunch of callers we'll go to. You'll be all over the map. That's fine.
Okay.
But well, I'm just talking to the callers out there. We're going to be all over the map, but that's okay. And we're going to be taking more of your calls. If you're calling in from Canada, you'll get preferential treatment because we want to get you to the front of the line to get your take on all this. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Connie Fogle's our guest. She heads up the Canadian Action Party. It's a serious party up there. Has a lot of prominent people involved in it. Imagine you have to tune into this show or read a few news articles or maybe catch it on Lou Dobbs to hear openly the deals have been signed, the agreements are going through, our governments are being merged, Social Security for Mexicans, I'm sure you've heard that. So that's a small part of that, those little announcements you hear. You know, Mexicans in Mexico. It's happening. The end of our country. And under these regional governorships and these nine-member boards, three members from Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, we lose control. We lose our due process. We lose our Bill of Rights. The Canadians lose many of their freedoms. The Mexicans do. I mean, this is really happening. And ask yourselves, why isn't it bigger news? I mean, we celebrate that it's finally being admitted, but still, it's like an open secret or something. Connie, I want to continue and have you for the whole hour, but let's go to some calls right now. Okay. Tim in Alberta, Canada, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Good to hear some other Canadians are doing some stuff, too. Just a quick question for Alex. Are you flying your flag upside down yet?
No. You know, I was too busy defending the United States part-time, even on the 4th of July, to actually even have a flag flying or to fly it upside down. I was too busy actually defending the spirit of the flag. But, yes, flying the flags upside down is a good way to get people to talk to you. You explain it's not disrespectful. Our country.
No, the Veterans for 9/11 Truth want people to do that, and I think that's the greatest protest.
Well, yeah, no, I was calling for that. I was calling for that 12 years ago. That's the point I'm trying to make. Is that it's respectful to fly a flag when the country's in distress upside down. It's a good way to start conversations, and not just over 9/11 being an inside job, but over this American Union. We should all be flying our flags upside down. Connie,
you're going to have a flag much longer.
Yeah, Connie, comments on that?
Yes, I agree with you. What people, even on the point that you were making, the reality is that our elected representatives are totally in no control. They don't even acknowledge, if they even know what's really going on. The information is, everything is being done in secret by the permanent government, which operates totally outside the elected
representatives. Yeah, that's it. They've been building parallel regional governments at the county, city, federal, state, international level for 70 years. Now they're transferring final total control to those. You understand, folks? We're being hijacked.
It goes to everything. It goes to the core of all the significant parts of the system, you know.
The courts, food, transportation, schooling, law enforcement, military. It's
everything.
All going into these. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the astonishing thing, that the frustrating aspect is that we've just been through two elections in Canada in the last 2 years, and none of the mainstream parties in Canada, of which there are four, who have elected people in Parliament, not one of them profiled any of this. Not one of them would raise.
So Canadian constituents need to go to the meetings, go to the government meetings, get in their face, put pamphlets out, warn the Canadian people.
Absolutely.
Same thing in the U.S. and Mexico. Tim, anything else from Alberta?
Yeah, just one final thing. Have you filed a complaint with the Canadian government about your treatment coming across the border? Because I've emailed all 308 members of Parliament complaining about the way you were treated and Don's treatment as well. Have you filed a complaint?
I've been so busy getting the news out when I got back, hit the ground running, I haven't really worried about myself, though I should complain so it doesn't happen to others. But I'm told...
Exactly, because otherwise they'll just brush it off and say, well, Alex hasn't even complained, so what are you so worked up over?
Well, no, I've complained on air into the newspapers.
That's right. I think that...
But a formal complaint into the bureaucracy that they can't say, oh, he doesn't say anything about it.
Again, I think Canadians are treated pretty well on average by their government. I think, just like Americans are naive, I've now been told by a lot of Americans I got particularly specially bad treatment. I mean, I was singled out. But, man, I'm told that for all over the world, Canadian customs is just vicious. I mean, I'm told that they're vicious to even American families visiting on tourism, and I don't think Canadians are aware of this. I mean, have you guys ever heard of that? Well, I mean, both of you, both to Connie.
No, the tables are reversed. We hear about the difficult, how badly people can be treated by the U.S. border officials. I think the reality is it's not a U.S. or a Canadian thing. It's it's a mentality of a police mentality, state mentality.
Police state mentality. That's it.
And that's the issue. You see, people would criticize us, the Canadian Action Party, as being narrow nationalistic and being anti-American. We said, no, you don't understand.
That's pro-America for you to want to keep your sovereignty.
Well, but you see, we're talking about we're going to fundamental truths that are applicable for all human beings, internationally, and particularly for us in North America. We're talking about sovereignty and independence.
I totally agree with you. Stay there. We'll be right back. We've got links to this organization's websites up on InfoWars.com right now. More calls for our guests straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
If you're calling from Canada, you go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231, but this affects us all. I'm going to give my own little advice to Connie Fogle and everybody who's fighting the American Union. You explain to people that they're going to use Transnafta highways. This is in the Texas newspapers, with the equivalent of $3.85 per gallon. The average car, 24 miles to the gallon, and the even TxDOT implementing the international slash federal plan says it'll be $3.85 equivalent for 24 miles travel. So $3.85 equivalent per gallon average. And they're going to use that to expand the highways, international zones, giving the Mexican and Canadian government control of major port facilities, including inland train and railway hubs. The same thing happens to Canada. This is just a free-for-all with private corporations going in and paying off the regional governors to just hand them entire blocks of infrastructure. It's gunboat diplomacy. Going back, that term comes from Teddy Roosevelt and before, where they would send in 20,000 Marines into a Latin American country or into some Caribbean nation, happened a bunch, and the British would do this in other areas of the world. They'd land the troops, come in, just take over, and say that this belongs to our corporations. And it got more sophisticated. The IMF and World Bank documents were declassified, were released. Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, went public, in 2002, and they talked about how they go in, they pay off politicians, the politicians then sign over the infrastructure to them. It's all criminal. It's all Enron times 10, times 100. I mean, it is so huge. So you explain to people that unelected, unaccountable regional boards then report to larger, unaccountable American Union government, and then they just do whatever they want, and then everything is basically turned into our original governing councils that we elect become vestigial. They become just a side item. So they become basically rubber stamps or titular. They don't count. They're there in name only. So it's extremely serious. Connie, what is your, you've written a great article here, The Bell Tolls for Canada, and that speaks to your national anthem. But still, O Canada, my Canada, there are many who will not go silent into this night. And, of course, that's Connie Fogle, the leader of the CAP, kind of doing a play on words from the national anthem. And you've written, "Do not ask for whom the bell tolls, O Canada, it tolls for thee." And you've got this article breaking down some of the things that are happening. But what's your main approach to try to warn Canadians about what's happening?
Well, trying to get information out to them. We have a website, of course, and connecting with media such as yourself or other media.
Give that site out.
The Canadian Action Party .ca, www.canadianactionparty.ca. Just trying to encourage people to understand that this is a political party, a legitimate legal entity of opposition in Canada, we're inviting people to join and to become part of in order to save ourselves, to say literally fundamentally back to the core things of saving democracy and preventing the imposition on all of us of a police state, all of which is in place right now, hanging over us, ready to descend when the powers that be decide they're going to do it. And the police state, of course, is there to implement what you've just described, to hand over the resources that belong to all of us, the people of this land, of North America, and our separate entities of Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and to turn it over to private elite interests for their use and benefit, and the rest of us are just little minuscules of sand that are to be used as serfs and slaves.
And I've seen in Mexican, Canadian, and in U.S. papers, you'll see the courts rule in the exact same way because they're now already controlled by these international crime syndicates. They will come in, and they're so continent-wide in North America, they're announcing, oh, you don't own your private property. If a private interest wants it, you got to give it to them. They're not even giving just compensation. Supreme Court rulings, Canadian Supreme Court rulings. So we see this unification as the puppet governments now rubber stamp everything that that the executive branches order them to do.
That's right. And I mean, it's important. You know, what are people, what are we to do, the ordinary citizen? How are we to combat this? How are we to wrest back control in the interest of people? Is the big question. And so the point of the existence of the Canadian Action Party and the reason for my work in it, and my trust is to be able, first of all, to express my unhappiness and dissatisfaction and absolute opposition to what's going on, to have a mechanism to be the voice. And secondly, to get people to understand that this is a legal vehicle that can be used to wrest back the power so that we can use the power in the interest by the people, of the people, and for the people. That is still a necessary and important way to go if you do believe in democracy. It's possible to do it. And we must do that. The alternatives are nothing but staggeringly frightening.
It is. We've got to ring the alarm. It's our job. I mean, this is actually happening. Let's take a call. William in Georgia. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, Alex. Just want to bring up a few issues. I was listening to NPR earlier talking about Iran invading Lebanon, and now they're talking about how those Israeli prisoners they suspect are in Iran. This could be the spark, my friend. Just want to see what you think about that.
Well, I mean, restate that a little bit more for me.
Yeah, you know those Israeli prisoners that they're doing all these bombings to justify?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I just heard them talking, saying that they believe that they're being smuggled into Iran. And this could be the spark. You know, they already openly said they want to nuke Iran.
This is so obvious. They've been trying to claim that Syria's behind it. Syria's been trying to grovel, lick boots, begging, pleading, arresting whoever Israel or the U.S. government tells them to. Literally on their knees saying, please, please, please. They're not involved in any terrorism. They were years ago. And, of course, terrorism is any military strike back at Israel. I mean, you've got to love it. When we, the U.S. or Israel, attack somebody, or England does, it's loving and sweet and, oh, a 2,000-pound bomb because we love you because we're good. And even if we attack first, it's called defensive. But then if anybody else fights back, it's called terrorism. And you're telling me now, sir, that they're announcing on the news that Israel is saying they think they smuggled these captured troops into Iran. I mean, how obvious is that?
Yes, sir. This could be the spark.
Who reported that? Who reported that?
NPR.
Okay, I'm going to we've got a lot of continual coverage on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on all of this, and we'll continue throughout the weekend, throughout Friday and the weekend, to be covering this. But we'll get that posted as soon as we can find it. Who exactly was saying this on NPR?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
You were just driving along and some sniveling creature was saying it?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, thank you for the call. I tell you, this is really starting to get serious.
It is. It is very serious. I mean, we're talking potential for the end of the world. It's serious stuff.
Well, you're right. In fact, even New York Daily News is saying the start of World War III has begun. That was last Thursday was the headline.
I heard that.
7 days ago. You saw that?
Wow,
you're
that, yeah.
Now you're informed. Most people wouldn't read New York Daily News even if they lived in New York. But you know, all of this is happening. And then at the very same time, for no reason, they want to attack all these countries to escalate a global crisis. And meanwhile, they're getting rid of our own countries. You know, they claim they're going to have these wars for the U.S. and for Canada and for England and for the sovereignty of these countries. Meanwhile, they're killing our countries.
Well, we are in the age of doublespeak. You know, the Orwellian doublespeak. If anybody has never read or long time ago read Orwell's 1984, I recommend everybody go back and read it, because what he predicted, which it was a futuristic novel, but in fact, when you read it, it's what's happening right now. It's unfolding right now, and people get a handle on it. And the major ploy, of course, is the use of language to say one thing but means something totally other. To use language that pretends you're doing something for the benefit and the good of people when in fact it's hurting them. It's important to understand how all of this operates, and what, you know, you put your finger on that just in what you've described. And so we have to inform people for them to be thinking and understanding how to go to the root of what is really happening and what is really being meant, so that people can stand up for themselves and defend themselves.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Mick in New York. Mick, thanks for holding.
Alex,
Mike, I love to butcher names. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about the Zawahiri videos. I've been watching those a lot lately, and I don't know if he's writing this stuff himself, but whoever's writing it is clearly a PR master, because it's clear the intention is to infuriate the average Bush lover. My specific question is, there's one tape where he claims that bin Laden made Bush an offer that could end the Iraq conflict, and he said Bush's answer was, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Now, those guys are all CIA operatives. That's even been in mainstream news. It's all completely staged. It's all PR. From chopping, you know, people's heads off, it's come out, that's all staged. The fake bin Laden videos, it's all, folks, we have White House documents. They bought $1.6 billion in fake news. They tell us all the Iraq newspapers are independent. Turns out they're all completely run and staged and written out of the U.S. and Israel. It's just, I mean, literally, folks, we have White House memos where they talk about staging the shoot downs of planes painted up like UN, or trying to get Saddam to shoot them down to claim he was trying to attack the UN, or having defectors stage WMD fines, and, you know, how to lie. We got all these White House documents. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's like if I had a neighbor who lied to me 100 times, I mean, I had a neighbor that lied to me once. You know, let's say I said, hey, will you house sit for me? I'll pay you to do it, or I'll swap out next month when you're on vacation. Will you feed my dogs twice a day? Will you feed my fish? Will you, And then come home and your fish are dead and your dog's almost dead. And you say, did you feed them? Did you water them? Oh, yeah, I did. And there's dog poop all over the house and your fish are dead. And then you ask them to do it again. You believe them. But you set something on top of the fish food, you know, a little speck or something to see if they actually feed them. You come back, the fish are dead again. This time the dog looks sick, but it looks like they might have been given one bowl of water. Or you ask them to water your plants for the second time, they're all dead. You know, you're not going to have them house sit again. Or it's worse. You come home and you've been robbed. Your television, your computers are gone. And your neighbor says, oh, gosh, somebody must have broken while you were gone. But the police say no breaking and entering. And then a year later, you're at their house for a barbecue, and there's your television set. And you see the scratch on the front of it where your five-year-old threw something at it a year before. And you know it's your TV. You go, that's my TV. And they go, no, it's not. You know, imagine 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 times they lie to you. Okay? I mean, you know, let's say... you know that they're cheating, you know, with your wife. You finally catch him in bed after a year of suspecting it, and then he's actually in bed with your wife. They are actually in the act, and then they look at you while they're having sex, and they say, we weren't having sex. I mean,
that's not happening.
well, exactly. This is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I don't know. It just infuriates me. I mean, it's. Do you think PR firms are really just writing this stuff for them to read out? Is that?
Yes, sir. There are so many different ways they propagandize, but that's one of the main ones.
Wow.
Hey, I appreciate your call. I was just told I'm on remote every day, folks. I'm down in Austin, Texas. They're in Minnesota, and they offer to have the instant message to give me calls, but I like to scribble them down, and then when they pop in my ear and tell me I have another caller from Canada who goes in front of people, I miss it. So who was that caller from Canada again? Chuck in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention that I think the reason why Canadians are so dumbed down to what's going on is because the media is absolutely refusing to print any information in this. And I'm just wondering what she has done in her initiative to approach the media and try and make them print something about it.
Well, let me stop you. To be fair, all the Ottawa papers and several national papers and CBC and CTV all ran reports while I was there, and that's just the stuff I saw. It was everywhere talking, and they were quoting me saying they're creating an American union, they're getting rid of Canada's sovereignty, but they never backed me up. Everything I was saying was true, but it was like Mr. Conspiracy says this.
Yeah, and I was talking to a senior producer at CBC named Mark Harrison, and he made a comment that this is not taking place, and I actually have an audio on a WAV file that says precisely that. So according to CBC, this push for the North American Union and the NAFTA highway does not exist.
So according to the CBC, there are not walleye in your lakes, and you do not have moose, and there are not lots of pine trees. Yeah,
that's right. The caller is correct. You see, about what's happening in Canada, what you've described, you think it's great that there's been this exposure, but you know what? It's because of your being, whatever was written there was because you had happened to you what happened to you at the border, and that made some news and some profile. You caused a response and then a reaction. So there was some information came out about what's happening because of what happened to you. But for the most part, we get nothing in our media, in our mainstream media about all this stuff. And the odd little wee bit oftentimes is written is just like this caller said, it's denied, pretended it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the alternative media in Canada that puts this information out. And a lot of people,
exactly,
of course, are avoiding the mainstream media because they find it.
Well, see, that's the good news. That's the good news.
That's the great news.
Connie, is the mainstream media is losing its credibility. Anything else, Chuck?
No, that's it. I just also want to say thanks, Alex. Thanks, Carol, for bringing this information out, because if it wasn't for you, I know a lot of people would be completely ignorant. And it's that Lou Dobbs video that I've played for people that has really opened their eyes. And that's what this all comes down to.
In fact, speak of the devil. Can you find that that Lou Dobbs piece from last week? I just want to play the first minute or two of that.
And once people hear that, something instinctively switches on that light.
Well, let's go ahead and... let's go ahead and roll just a minute of that right now before we go to break, and we'll come back and take more calls. Scott, you find it? Here is Lou Dobbs last week. Here it is.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States. Bill Tucker reports.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America sounds benign, hardly like a policy that critics call NAFTA on steroids. It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
Yet it was agreed to by Mexico's President Fox, Canada's Prime Minister Martin, and President Bush in 2005. Administration officials counter their critics by saying everything about SPP is on the White House website, and they say the partnership is not a treaty, but more of an outline of priorities between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
This SPP includes, for instance, a committee that is sitting down to harmonize our meat inspection and food safety.
All right, we'll be right back.
So how far away from a trade
deal? We'll be right back with a few final calls with our guest, and we'll wrap up this. This has been a good Thursday edition. All right, stay with us, stay the course, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Connie Vogel. She is the leader of the Canadian Action Party. We have details at InfoWars.com for you. A few final phone calls here. Cliff in Idaho, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
thank God for you and Connie. I've got some important information to give to you, if I can, real quick. You know Tom Martino, the troubleshooter? I mean, he's got the non-ins all over the United States.
Yes, I've heard the show.
Okay, I sent him some material, and he put it out yesterday, and he is madder than hell. And I sent him some more yesterday, to, you know, concerning the 82 more international toll roads you're putting in.
Really? So Tom Martino's gotten on board?
Oh, you betcha.
Well, see,
he
that's how this happens. Most people in the media aren't evil. They're just ignorant.
That's correct. And also, I put it out on Probing America. And Mark Richardson's brother is Todd Richardson. He's an attorney. And he said, you know, they wasn't signed in all this stuff. And then I gave him the deal from Lou Dobbs. And said, Connie, you ought to get on the Tom Martino show or whatever. And you have him on also, Alex.
Okay.
You want his number?
No, that's okay. I know how to get a hold of him if I need to.
Okay, well, get a hold of this Todd Richardson, too. His website is toddrichardson@excite.com.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You keep it up. You keep it up. See, that's how this works. People, for so many years, heard us warn them about this, and they didn't believe us. Now, when they're faced with it, it totally shatters their paradigm. Don't you think the globalists, Connie, are overreaching, that stuff's starting to backfire on them?
Well, yes, it is. It does. I agree with you. My concern is the police state apparatus that's there to come down on us as soon as we start to win this war, as you described.
I agree. I think they foresee that they're going to lose things politically, so they're getting ready for dictatorship.
That's right, and that's the scary thing. But I think what you're doing is so important, and what I'm trying to do up here, and to let people know that we have you know, there
well,
are
you need volunteers, you need supporters, and
oh.
So they need to contact you and get involved. You're a good group. Let's talk to Joe in Florida. Joe, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I got a real cool question for you. I'm trying to do my part. I'm trying to assemble a documentary myself, kind of like in a Dylan Avery style at home on my computer. I heard that JFK speech the other day on your show about secret societies. I need the date and location he gave that.
Yeah, it's been on Infowars.com. It's in the archives, so you just have to look around for it.
I looked it up. I couldn't find the date or location, though, in every link.
I can't really direct everybody to each link, but it's there, sir.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry, I can't help. I mean, I don't even have a computer on in front of me. I usually have a computer off in here because when I do have one on, it becomes a distraction. I start surfing, and then I'm not listening to the guests or the callers.
Right.
I tried it for a few months again, and then I turned it off. I just can't have it because I would try to go answer your question right now, and I just can't do it. But sorry I couldn't help you. I'm not trying to be persnickety. I'm just not going to blow hot air at you. Well, Connie, thank you so much for joining us. Give us that website one more time.
www.CanadianActionParty, all one word, CanadianActionParty.ca.
And what about a phone number for folks that want to call you?
They can call me at 604-872-2128.
One more time.
604-872-2128.
Connie, Godspeed. We'll be talking to you in the near future.
Excellent.
God bless you.
Keep up the good work.
You bet. Good to hear from you. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And we'll see you back, of course, on Monday as well through the weekend. Things are really heating up in Israel. Serious situation as they try to have a provocation for the neocons to start World War III. Pray that God try to stop this. Pray that the people try to stop this. Pray that God lead them to do that. And please get my new film, Terror Storm, so you learn who's really behind the terror. It's out right now, available at Infowars.com. You can watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. We live in very serious times. We live at massive crossroads at so many levels, and it's important that every man, woman, and child, Hispanic, black, white, polka-dotted, and purple, it's important that all of us come together against tyranny, all of us exert ourselves to expose this evil. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.